Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Y'all know I had some issues last night. I just went off on a few people. I did. You know, Ms. J normally don't do it, but sometimes you got to slap some folks into reality. Sometimes you got to use a shock factor to get people to truly understand that it's time for you to go. What you're doing has not worked for 30 years. Why are you still doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results is insanity. You're in a relationship. The person keeps telling you they're not ready for marriage. Why are you still holding on saying you're going to get married soon? You done gave him your body. You done gave him your mind. You done gave him your money. You done gave her everything you had, and they still ain't committing after 5 years. I'm sorry. It ain't. They ain't talked about it when you first got together. You done already went and crossed the line 18 times. They already done got the milk, the cow, the pasture, the farm. They ain't talking about it. They ain't moving towards it. They ain't talking about engagement. They ain't saving no money. They ain't talking about merging no credit, no nothing. It's time to move on. So that's what we're going to talk about today on Miss J in the Morning. Today is not for the weak at heart, nor the weak at mind, nor is it ever, has it ever been right here on Miss J in the Morning. Right here where we OD on Positively. I am Positively Show. Yeah, I say the Positively Show that today is your day to get up out of that mess, get up out of that rut, get up out of that routine of just monotony and heartache and headache and boredom, and get up and live. Quit getting stuck in everything that happened before. I appreciate everybody who continues to send me emails. You guys are just amazing to me. Some of the emails that I get are hilarious. Some of the questions that I get are really serious and shocking, and I got to seek counsel in order to help you guys to get over what you're getting over. But it helps me because some of the things that you guys are asking me are things that I've been through or I have yet to go through. So I want to make sure that we're going through and we're getting it together. It's not just for you. It's for me as well. I say it over and over again. It's not just my show. This is our show. If you guys didn't continue to support the show, I wouldn't be able to do what I do every day. So today we get into the nitty-gritty. Some of you guys need to let it go. Some of you guys need to get up off your blessed assurance and go get it. Some of you guys need to just chill for a minute, like slow down, quit trying to get it. God is like, would you just move out the way? Sometimes God can't do something because you in the way. You doing too much. Sit down, chill, go to sleep. So y'all wonder why you just got sick all of a sudden and you was bedridden for a week or 5 weeks or some of y'all even a month. God will allow certain things to happen to sit your behind down and show you who is God. A lot of us are playing God and don't even know it. You can't change anybody. You can't fix anybody. There's nothing you can do to make them do what you, even if it's right and you know it's right. You can't show anybody that. That's God's job. So we're going to get to the nitty-gritty today. You're going to get up and go get it. But to the ones that are sitting there complaining about everything that they've been through in the past, if this didn't happen, my life will be this way. If I would have had this, my life will be that way. If she never did that, if he never did that, well, I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's not happening. Would you shut your mouth? Everything happens for a reason. Your failure is the fertilizer that you need to grow. It's not problems that you're having. You're having challenges. It's nothing but strength conditioning. Ms. J is going through some stuff right now. And I got to tell myself the same thing. Don't trip. Don't snap on them. What's going on right now is strength conditioning. It's going to be okay. Hold your tongue, smile, and keep it moving. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. I'm still here. God is not through with me yet, so let's get back into some music. Here's Demita Hatton. You're still here.
Stronger. My problems had me in a paralyzed. mommy, Miss Jay, and Bonnie.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody.
As quickly as you want him to, because there's some other people that you got to encounter. He may not be moving you as quick or on the day that you want to move and you plan to move, because there's still some things he got to get out of you for some other people. If you ever get into a challenge, you ever get into an altercation, you ever get into any issues with another person, it's not about you. It's about the other person, but you still benefit from it. It's about where you're going and what you have in you. But think about the other person. Think about your reaction to what they're doing. Is your reaction going to help them or going to hinder them? Now, you are going to be challenged. You are going to have some folks that you might feel slapping them in their mouth might be the perfect solution to this issue right now. Choking them out might just fix all of the problems. Just knocking them out the way and keeping it pushing might work, but you know it won't. Being argumentative, ladies. I just got to say it. I'm sorry. I know I was going to save this for another show, but I got to talk about it. Just right now, we got to get into it. Women, 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 stop being so argumentative and combative, not just with men, but with one another, especially on Facebook. You always got to get the last word. You always got to go back and forth. Well, I said, but I'm going to let you know, and I'm going to tell you how I feel, give you my 3 points and why, and I'm going to give you my references and get my homegirl to make sure that you understand what I have felt and then interpret my feelings and then let you know how you should feel. Anybody got time for all that? If you want a man, you have a man, you want to keep a man, learn how to shut your mouth. That's the first thing in relationships. We got a new relationship series coming out. Ms. J has learned a whole bunch of things, and these are things that I had to learn. I had to learn the hard way through life of hard knocks. I had to learn it the hard way, y'all, but I'm telling you, what you're doing is not working. I've been cheated on. I've been lied to. I've been taken advantage of. I've manipulated. I've lied. I've never cheated, but I have lied. I'm just saying, it happens in relationships. You mature, you grow, you change. But once you mature, you have to do different things. Your strength is in your silence, ladies, especially when it comes to men. Your relationship is not working the way that it needs to be. You haven't had the success in relationships that you want to be number one because of your mouth. Life and death lie in the power of your own tongue. God chose us to bring life into this world. A man can't birth anything. He can help cultivate. He can help plant the seed. And that's it. We are the nurturers. We are the ones who are bringing it here. We carry it. We nurture it. You need to make sure that you're speaking life to your mate. Speaking life. Me and you are not off the hook, but I'm speaking to the women right now because I know there are some women out there. You just got into an argument with your man, and you're going to tell him, girl, I ain't going to deal with that. I'm not going to deal with this. I'm too grown. No. That's why you're still single, and then you're on Facebook lying, talking about you got Jesus, and that's enough, and then you go to bed, and you're crying all night because you're lonely. I just got to keep it real with y'all. That's why I went off on Facebook last night, because some of y'all, you got to get it together. I got to get it together, too. We all got to get it together. It wasn't until recently that I really figured out what the issue is in relationships. And I want you guys to really hear me because this is a divine message from the Holy Spirit brought to you through Ms. J in the morning. Amen. So those of you who are new to the show, you're going to get used to it. Don't worry. Buckle up. It's going to be a wonderful ride. What the issue is relationships, is we have to let go of our standards. See, what the world is telling you is to sometimes lower your standards. No, I'm not going to lower my standards. You got to have some standards. There's nowhere in the Word of God where God says that I'm going to give you your standards. He says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard. And it wasn't until I totally let go of my standards, I totally took a risk and said, God, whatever you have for me, I want it. I want your perfect will for my life, not your permissive will. A lot of us are riding on God's permissive will. You might be in a marriage right now, and God has blessed it because you are obedient and in order, but that's not who God ordained for you. You got together, you are riding on God's permissive will, what he is permitting to happen because you're remaining faithful, because you were ignorant, because you were doing it in decency and in order, and God, it cannot lie. But I want God's perfect will for my life. I want the man that he created just for me. So I let go of my standards totally, completely. And I'm just leaking a little bit of personal information. Trust me, it has worked, and that's all I'm going to say. So those of you who are looking to get into a wonderful relationship, looking to keep your relationship, looking to make sure that you have the life that you know you're supposed to have with the opposite sex, men and women, let go of your standards and accept God's standard for you. That's the only standard you should have. Your long laundry list of stuff that you will not, cannot, ain't not going to deal with is because of your filters, the things that you have come through, the things that you have experienced, and the things that you are holding on from your past. And God says, forget the former things. God doesn't remember what you did yesterday if you truly repent and ask for forgiveness for. He throws into a sea of forgetfulness. He doesn't understand what you're talking about. He's sitting there mad at you, talking about, well, if you would shut up about yesterday, we can get with today and I can move on with tomorrow. A lot of things aren't going right in your life is because you have all these standards and these rules, regulations, obligations, these supplements, and all this stuff God's got to work through. And he says, well, my hands are tied. I can't do it because you have this long laundry list of stuff. I can't bring you your husband because you want a man that's 6 feet tall at least, and your husband is 5'10". I can't bring you your wife or a good woman that will give you everything that you need because you're looking at a Barbie doll and this girl got some extra weight, but she's going to lose about 50 pounds after y'all get married. So I can't do it the way you want me to do it because you have all of these standards. I want y'all to hear me, hear it in the spirit. When you hear the word of the Lord, harden not your heart. It's time for you to get delivered. It is time for you to get your blessing. Get every single thing that is for you. Those of you who have been married before, you do not know it all. Apparently, it didn't work. So don't say next time I've heard people say that all the time. I've been married before, so I know. Apparently, you don't know. You've been married before and you ain't married now. So apparently, there was something that you did not know. You don't know it all. So don't go into your next marriage or your next relationship comparing your old relationships and your old marriage to that. That's the first thing that's going to push that person away because you're holding them to everything else that that other person did. Well, he never did this for me, so I need a man that does that for me. So I want y'all to get more information. Log on to the website. We're going to get deep into relationships. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about love languages. Got a new series coming up. It's going to be awesome. It's Help Miss J. That's all I'm going to say. I don't put all my personal stuff out there. But I'm telling you, it works. It has been proven. And those of you who know me know I ain't going to put nothing out there that I don't know for myself. We all got to get it together in every single area of our life. If you're dealing with your finances, I went off on Facebook on a couple of folks. If you're my friend, go ahead and get it. I don't mind. I had to put it out there. Quit taking pictures of all your money and the things that you have. That is not wealth. That is riches. Riches are disposable. They can come and they can go. When we had the recession, well, what y'all call the recession, we're not going to get into politics and what Ms. J believes about all that stuff. Ain't nobody worried about all that stuff. You can't sit here and call yourself wealthy and get excited because you're going on vacation and you're buying this and you're taking pictures of all these things and you don't own anything. You're still paying rent. You still have car notes. You still pay monthly bills. You know there are people in America today that only pay their utility bills once a year at tax time. There are people that actually pay bills once a year. They don't have monthly bills. It's common in America for people to pay rent, even a mortgage. Even a mortgage, morte, death, we're not going to get deep, but I'm just telling y'all, I know what I'm talking about. There are people that only pay their bills or what they owe once a year. If you're still renting, you don't own anything, you don't have a savings account, or you have a savings account and you ain't got no money in it because the money they transfer from your checking to your savings, you still use it when you need it. You have children, they don't have a college fund, you don't have any life insurance, you don't even have a death plan. You don't have a living will right now. You don't talk about what you have and boast about that because it's making you look ignorant to the ones that have it. And trust and believe, the ones that have it are not putting it out there on Facebook. They're not putting it out there on Instagram. Ladies, the men that are out there showing what they got to take a picture with their shirt off. Why do you think they're doing that? Really? And you fell for it. You did. I know. We all going to get it together. So let's get back to some music. I know that was a lot. Need to marinate. I'm telling y'all, today's show is not for the ones that ain't ready to get it. If you're ready to get it and you want to get it together, I need some like-minded people to walk with me so we can have it all. I got my sister out there, 501 representing. I know that's my girl, Cynthia Harris. Shout out to her. One girl gospel management. One girl gospel MGMT. That's what she owned. Yes, prom girl. That's what she owned. We're going to keep talking about that. Let's get it together, y'all. India Irie right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Without breaking the skin, no one has the power to hurt.
can fly, fly, fly. Yes, you can. India Irie right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Get it together. Today's focus is go get it. It's time for you to get up, get out, and go get it. You are stuck in a position that you don't need to be in. And I'm not just talking about the people that's struggling. I'm talking about the people that's actually successful in what they do. And they're stuck on their success. It doesn't matter if it's a bad thing or even a good thing. Forget the former things. God still has greater for you. There are people that are sitting there in their nice house that they're renting or their nice apartment. They got flat screen TVs, good furniture. Everybody's laughing and loving, and you think you've made it. And God is saying, I have more for you. I want you to own land. I want you to own property so you can bless other people. I want you to open up that business, open up that transitional housing. I want you to get this. I want you to start that. And you're stuck, and you know what? I got mine. I'm good. I'm working. Good hours. Get my direct deposit, get my taxes, claim somebody else's kids a couple of times a year. Y'all don't play with me. Don't act like y'all don't do it. Everybody does it. Claim somebody else's kids for a couple of years. Give me that boost, that extra. Go buy me some clothes. Go get me some new hair. Go get my fresh cut. Go get me some new shoes. Got me a nice car. My note is paid in 3 years. It'll be paid off. And we believe this is what God has for us. We're claiming that we serve this God. We're claiming that we're royalty. I ain't know not one prince, not one duke, not one duchess, not one queen, not one princess, or one king that sat there and said, oh, I'm going to rent. I'm going to make other people wealthy, but I'm still a king. I'm still a princess. It's not going to work, y'all. We got to get it together. We have to change our mindset. That's where your wealth is. Your wealth is not in your pocket. Your wealth is not in your job. Your wealth is in your mindset. The magnificent muscle, the magnificent tool that God has blessed us with. Whether you grew up Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, no matter what it is, even if you grew up atheist, not even believing in a higher power, you were here for a reason, and not one person can deny that. And the reason is far beyond you. It is far beyond your current situation. It is far beyond what you've been through. You've gone through that. God trusted you with that situation because he knows you are strong enough to handle it. He will never give you anything that you cannot bear. He can't. He won't lie. He has not lied. There have been people that have hurt you. There have been people that have manipulated you. There have been people that have lied to you. There are people that you need to get up out of your life that have been negative. You have done it even to yourself. You have lied to yourself. You have told yourself that you're not going to get anything else. You have told yourself that this is what you deserve, knowing that the reason why you're frustrated is because you want more, because you know you deserve more. Frustration is when your spirit is coming against what's happening in the natural. That's what frustration is, when your spirit is finally yelling and coming up against what happens in the natural. You're frustrated on your job because you deserve more. You don't need a job, J-O-B, just over broke. You are called to be an entrepreneur, a business owner. It is going to take risk. There are going to be some times you don't know when your money is coming in. You may have to work a job for a minute, but that's not the end of it. Your job is to take care of your basic needs, what God promised to take care of you. Okay, I'm going to help you get this done, but there's an expiration date. Your job, for those of us who are chosen, many are called, but few are chosen, are to be lenders and not borrowers. We're the ones that are supposed to give people jobs. You wonder why everybody around you is broke. Why do I have so many broke people around you? Because God has called you to be an employer, and those people are attached to their employer in the spirit. You are a spirit being having a human experience, not the other way around. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. Before he knew you, you were formed in your mother's womb. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. You see how backwards that was? The devil is a lie. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you, meaning you were with him. He gave you your assignment, told you what your life is going to be, and you agreed to it. You said, yes, God, that's exactly what I want, and he dispatched you into time. You may have been a surprise to your mom and your daddy. You may have been a surprise to your family, but you were not a surprise to God. You were not a mistake. You are not a failure. Yes, you are guilty of the things that most people know about you. but that makes you more special. God took you through all of that to build an audience. You be that type of person, why everybody got to talk about me? Why everybody got to look at me and be up in my business? Why everybody? God is building an audience for the greatest testimony in your history. So your great-grandchildren, your great-great-great-grandchildren, even people across the world can talk about this wonderful person named you. There are people that are famous now after they died. There are people that live their whole life. It cost them their life. And everything that they worked for, they never got to see it. But we're benefiting from it. And your life has the same tag on it. So my assignment here on Ms. J in the Morning is not just to get you happy, not just to say something cute while we OD on positivity, play some good grooves and send you on your way, but to make sure that sometimes I have to be a surgeon. Sometimes I have to do it to myself and cut those things out. The word is like a two-edged sword. No matter which way it goes, it's going to cut you up. You got to bleed out. You got to get it all out of you. Then God can do all the healing and all that beautiful stuff. That's between you and your God. That's not my job. Those of you who are asking me for prayer, encouragement, thank you so much. I love it, but I can't change it for you. I can't get you over. Those of you who are sitting there depending on other people to get you over, your mama can't do it, your daddy, your grandmama, can't nobody do it but God. That's between you and your God. Even identical twins have two totally different fingerprints. You have two totally different journeys. I don't care if you grew up in the same household. I don't care if you grew up and doing the same exact thing. Your journey is different than your brother and your sisters and your mama's. What your mama went through, she can only help you with what she knows. It's not going to work for you 100%. So don't get frustrated with people. Don't get frustrated with God. You start celebrating. That's why we have the Ms. J Challenge. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. The only thing you can control is your reactions and your actions today. You can't worry about yesterday. It's already gone. Tomorrow it ain't even here yet, and it ain't promised. So let's do that today. Let's be more thermostats in life and not thermometers. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Of course, we got the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are telling folks to call in, I appreciate you. Those of you who are listening on your computer, you can call in 714-816-4743. So let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Ms-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaways.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Ms. J, in the morning.
Seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you're praying for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way for so long. You need
Sit here and bask in your glory. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to get up and show me that you trust me. I'm waiting on you to express the faith. I'm waiting on you to use the tools that I've already blessed you with. So those of you who feel like you're stuck, feel like God is not moving, the only reason why God is not moving because you ain't moving. He said, well, you're comfortable right there. So while you're sitting there, I hear you. I hear you crying. I hear you praying. I hear you snatting and all that. But I'm going over here, and I'm going to send these blessings to the ones that's actually going to do it. You ever wonder why it happens that you have an idea and you swear you're the first one that thought about it, but you see other people doing it? Okay, maybe that I'm the only one. That you actually had a dream about this. You said, oh, this will be an awesome business. And you see it on TV and you're thinking, okay, was I tripping? I mean, it's happened to me plenty of times. No, you're not tripping. You were probably the first one who ever thought about it, but you didn't move. You didn't act on it. You didn't trust God. You got there and got into your thoughts and your mind and said, excuse me, well, I need some money. I need to get help. I can't do this now because my schedule, I'm pregnant, I'm a single mom, or I'm a single dad, or I have felonies, and I can't. You got into all this, I can't. And God said, well, you know, I got some people who would do it even though they don't have any money to their name. So while you sitting over there thinking, worrying, planning, and all that, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to bless somebody else, and that's how it happens. And I know those of you who are listening, it's happened to you, or you know somebody that it's happened to. But hold on, God, that does not mean you're not going to get your blessing. That does not mean that what God has for you is not going to come. What God has for you is just for you. The journey may change. The time may change a little bit more, but it's all in his perfect will. It's already done. It's already been done. He's already known what you're going to do before you even did it. That's why he forgave you before you even can say, I'm sorry. But you got to hold on. You can't give up. You can't let go. I got to find this picture that I saw on Facebook. It was a phenomenal. It was a simple little cartoon, and it was two men. They were digging underground. And one man got upset and kind of turned away and walked around. And he was so close, like a hairline to like all these diamonds and this gold. And it was another guy that had a ways to go, but he was determined and he was still going. And all it said is don't give up because you're actually closer than you think you are. You ever been in a situation and it turns around in a way that you never thought it would? You're sitting there worrying about the situation. And God is saying you're not even praising me for it turning around. Then you get back into a situation and you're complaining over and over again. Just hold on. Don't give up. I love that song, love James Fortune, love Fred Hammond, love Monica, great mix. They need to do a whole other song. Monica needs to quit playing and put out some more great music because I miss Monica. I miss all her music. She ain't doing it like she was because she done been through some things, but we going to get her together. Excuse me, you guys. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. It is now time for the midday area code check-in. I'm trying to clear my throat, y'all. To get ready for the midday area code check-in, y'all see it's a challenge. I gotta take a sip of coffee. Hold on. Thought I was playing. Here we go. The midday area code check-in. Those of you who are calling in, I'm so grateful for you. Y'all thought I forgot about it. Those of you who are sending me messages right now and requesting songs, I really do appreciate it. Those of you that are trying to say things on air, I appreciate you too. We are coming up to the end of the show, but don't worry. We got some more music. We're going to do the Midday Area Code check-in. Got a few announcements right before we leave. So let's get to it right now. Those of you who are called in around the world, I'm so grateful for you. And it's time for the Midday Area Code check-in. 209-501-916-702-678-310-708-0883-338-334-518-336-864-404-716-213-517-577-777. I'm sorry, I said that one already. 407-283-731-602. I said you too. 702, I got you too, boo. Yeah, y'all know I'm not good with the rapping. And thank you so much. 238, you just hit me up. Thank you so much for calling in. Midday area code check-in. Excuse me. Your opportunity to rep your city. My opportunity to make another fool of myself. Those of you who are sending in the song and getting excited about sending in your music for the Midday Area Code check-in, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for all of your music. Those of you who want to get in on the contest, go ahead and send me your stuff, MP3 format. info@MizJProductions.com or artist@MizJProductions.com. Just make sure in the subject line you put Ms. J area code check-in so I know what you want to give me the music for. So we are at the end of the show, you guys. I really do appreciate all of you guys who tune in. Make sure you log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. There you can find all the information you need to know about what's coming up in the show, where I'll be next, what's going on, how you can get involved. All of my supporters, the people that I give shout-outs to, those are my sponsors and my supporters, and I want to make sure that I'm showing everybody some love. So if you want to be featured as a Ms. J supporter, all you have to do is email me your information. Let's get connected, and I'll hit you up on the website. Those of you who are my friends on Facebook, love you guys. Those of you guys who are following me on Twitter, my new subbies on YouTube just released a new video, so go ahead on YouTube. You can search J Worldwide Live or Ms. J, and I'm there. But, of course, all the links are on the website, so just keep it locked on MizJProductions.com. We are at the end of the show, and I want you guys to know that I love you with all of my heart. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing. I want to share this last word with you guys. No matter what you've been through, God has a perfect purpose for your life. When I went to college, I majored in psychology. That's what I have my degree in, psychology, not mass communications, not the arts, not theater, but God had a perfect will for my life. Now, psychology is the tool that he allows me to use. I have certificates in different languages and things like that, but that has nothing to do with being able to do radio. So if you guys are looking to be into mass communications, you don't have to have a degree to be successful in it. I am a living testimony. I don't have a degree or certificate in mass communications, radio, TV, television, yet I have experience in it all. So don't limit yourself. Don't sit there and think, well, I got to go back to school before I do it. I started two different radio shows before Ms. J in the Morning with $0. Zero for the free. So don't sit there and wait till you got a whole surplus of money before you start. I've started businesses. Some of them have failed. Some of them have been successful, but they weren't for me, so I had to pass them along. It's about the journey. It's about the ride. It's about your faith. It's gaining all the wisdom and all the knowledge through life so you can help other people. I encounter people that want to start businesses and don't know where to go. If you guys need help, hit me up on my website, info@MizJProductions.com. You can even call the office, 209-286-MizJ, 209-286-MizJ. Those of you who love showing me love and my family love, yes, I did. I used my son, y'all. I have a 4-year-old son, and he did his first radio drop right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I'm going to play it every day. I actually have people requesting to hear it again. So as we leave out, my son Isaiah is going to go ahead and do a little something-something for you, and I'm going to leave you with Jay Moss's God's Got It. Don't worry about it, y'all. He got you. He got you. He's been had you. I don't care how horrible the situation was. I don't care how sad you are about it. I don't care how broken and hurt you still feel. God's got you, and it's working all in his perfect plan, not just for your life, but for 4 and 5 and 6 generations out. So keep praising. Keep logging in. Keep connecting Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here, blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions. Also on iArtistRadio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, Mr. Bossman out there on the East Coast. Love y'all on iArtist Radio. All the DJs, make sure you download the TuneIn app. You can listen on demand 24/7 to the best in hip-hop, R&B, neo, soul, and your girl, Ms. J. It's Ms. J in the Morning. I look forward to hearing from y'all in the morning. Mwah!
Can you say my mommy, Miss J,
yo, P. Jay, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa.
up. I ain't worried about it.
I ain't gonna worry about the things I can't control.
It is what it is.
I ain't gonna worry about it. All I do is pray about it.
Hold up. Why?
God's got it.
Yes, he does. God's got it.